This really is the most wonderful way to start the year. We might try and fix that ringing today. I just love worshiping and singing songs to the Lord and praying with God's people. It's so such a privilege to have New Year's Day on a Sunday for a Sunday worship service. It wasn't on a Sunday last year, and I met a small group of Christians on the top of the hill in Dingley, and we met at sunrise and we worshipped the Lord, we sang songs, we prayed, and we just really claimed all of Dingley for God. Everything is rightfully His anyway. People just don't realise that yet. So we just thought, you know, we'll just pray it in. And over the year, I've seen the most amazing answers to some of the prayers that I prayed on New Year's Day last year. For example, a young man was just in the wrong place at the wrong time, and he was a witness to a great crime and somehow got caught up in that and was facing jail time, actually. And we just really, really prayed for justice and that, you know, that it wouldn't ruin his life. And eventually, it took felt like forever to get to that court case, but it actually turned out really, really well for him, and he's been able to get his life back on track. And because of that, he's just open to God, which is so exciting to see. I think Jesus can radically change people's lives, and I'd love to see more of that in Mount Eliza. And so I just really want to pray just now, if you'll join me, and we're just going to claim Mount Eliza for God and see what He wants to do here this year. Will you bow your heads? Almighty God, thank you so much for gathering us here today as your chosen people. And as we begin this year, we surrender ourselves afresh to you and ask that your will be done in our individual lives, in our church, in all the suburbs where we live. And we particularly lift up Mount Eliza to you today and ask that you will empower us to go forth in this community and witness to you. We want to see you radically change people's lives. So please prepare their hearts now. Open their hearts and minds to you in this year. And help us to be your faithful people who will go out and seek your lost sheep and help them find your fold. And whether or not they come to this church, I pray that everyone in this local community will come to glorify you and praise your name. Today, Lord, we ask that you will refresh us, wash over us, and powerfully change us, transform us more into the image of your Son, and make us shining lights for you. Amen. New Year's Day is my favourite day of the year. I just love a great reset, a fresh start, like a clean canvas where you can just use your imagination, ready to paint what on earth, you know, anything you want to paint. You know, that's just that freedom. I love a blank diary with nothing in it yet, ready and waiting to be filled with the best commitments. I just really love a fresh start. And of course, you know, we've taken stock of last year. Well, if you haven't yet, today's a good day to do that. And envision and dream great dreams for this coming year. Now, I'm not big on New Year's resolutions. I know some people like to do that. I don't know if anyone here does, but good luck with that. I've never found they work anyway. I have really good intentions, but they just don't last. Like a crash diet. Some people think that, you know, they're going to lose weight and they do this crash diet for quick weight loss, but it just comes back on again later on. You know, in my personal training and nutritional education, we learnt that slow transformation, like lifestyle changes, are the way to get weight off and keep it off long term. And it's the same for our spiritual walk. We're not made perfect in an instant. It's a gradual transformation to become more like Jesus, to turn into the image of Christ. And so today I want to give you six ways that you can set yourself up for a great year. In the Herald Sun last week, they published an article, Six Ways to Set Yourself Up for a Financially Successful 2023. So I just was inspired by that. I'm giving you six ways to set yourself up for a spiritually successful 2023. And when I say spiritually successful, I mean faithful. Because success in God's eyes is faithfulness. In God's values, in His economy, success is faithfulness. So six ways to set you up to be faithful in 2023. Let's go. Number one, seek God, like those wise men did. Seek him continually. He says if we draw near to him, he will draw near to us. If we seek his kingdom first, all else will be added to us. So commit to seeking him through his word. Study the scriptures daily. Pray, seek him through prayer. Because your relationship with God is the most important relationship you can invest in this year. It's more important than your relationship with your spouse or your children or your grandchildren. He needs to be number one in our lives, like king in our lives. King Herod didn't have room in his life for another king. He wanted to be the only king on the throne and he wanted to kill Jesus, but we need to actually have Jesus on the throne of our lives. Get off the throne, get over ourselves and worship him as the king. And worship him like the wise men did, but not just at Christmas and not just on Sundays, but every single day of the year. Seek the Lord, worship him, make him number one in our lives. He is the number one priority for a successful 2023. Number two, repent and believe, which means we turn away from the things that lead us away from God. We turn our backs on them and we turn back towards God. And it's a great time of year to do that. First day of the year, just come to God for cleansing and resetting and refreshing. You know, in the Anglican Church, we're quite privileged. We do communal confession every week. And a lot of people don't like the Anglican liturgy for that reason. One girl at a church used to be a minister in, she said, I don't want to come to church anymore because every week you remind me I'm a sinner and I have to confess my sins and it makes me feel bad and I don't want to do that anymore. And I felt really sad that she left. And I do agree, I think the liturgy could be a whole lot more uplifting and talking about our freedom and the joys we have in Christ. I totally agree. But I think we also do need to have a space to confess our sins. And I think doing it together at church on Sunday reminds us that we do need a Lord. But in this space too, we don't always have that time to do the deep work of God and really grieve over our sin and really repent. So I just encourage you in your prayer time at home, daily ritual, just ask God, is there anything you need to repent of? Keep short accounts with him and keep your heart clean. You know, he says when we are sorry for our sins, he forgives us and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. As far as the east is from the west, he removes our sins from us. We used to be scarlet in sin, but we are washed white as snow because of the blood of Jesus. So be clean, be ready for anything. Don't let those past sins hold you back. Find that freedom and release to live every day in God's mercies. Great is his faithfulness. He wants to give you a fresh start today. Three, be ready for anything. Too many Christians that I know, I love them dearly, but they seem to put God in a box. So we've always worshipped this way, we've always done it this way, or this is how I meet God and he can only be there. And I just think God is always doing a new thing. He says that in the scriptures. He says you can't put new wine in old wineskins. They will burst. In Isaiah it says, see, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? The former things have taken place. The new things I declare before they spring into being, I announce them to you. Now these scriptures remind us to seek what God is doing in the now. When my son was a teenager, he had a great book, which was, he just loved it. And so he'd come to me and tell me what was in the last chapter. And he goes, Mum, do you know what tradition is? And I go, tell me, son. He goes, well, tradition is not wearing your grandpa's hat. It's buying a new one like he did. And I go, well, I like that. So, you know, I just think sometimes in keeping with tradition, we don't have to keep it the same. I'm not saying we're throwing away any old traditions that serve us to worship God. Any traditions that draw us closer to God and closer into his will for us, they are good traditions to hold on to. But traditions, for the sake of traditions, are not necessarily helpful and can sometimes keep us away from the Lord and keep others away from the Lord. So we must continually seek to follow the Lord's leading and what he's doing in our now, in our midst. Be ready to submit to the Spirit's leading. Four, review your relationships. We're all called to live at peace with everyone as much as it depends on us. And at the same time, we can't be all things to all people. And so I think we need to be discerning who we're going to really travel closely with in 2023. Who you travel with makes a huge difference in what you do and what you achieve through this year. And so it's good to pray. I used to mentor a young girl, and she'd continually ask me to pray, could you pray that God will show me which relationships to invest in? And there's wisdom in praying that. Jesus spent the whole night praying over which of the inner 12 to choose, and he chose his 12 disciples after a night of prayer. And of course, he chose to travel more closely with three of them, travel very closely with the 12. He also had his 72 and the bigger crowds, many followers, but he chose to invest intensely in these 12. So who will you journey with this year? It'll make a difference in your life. Choose people who will get on the mission of God with you, who share the same mission vision, who, you know, can actually help you and support you and encourage you and help you grow in your walk with the Lord. Just going to give a shout out to Alicia that we've been hanging out down at the Ranelagh Club and making new friends, and it just works because we just got these amazing new friends now. I was at a party last night with about 30 of them. They dared me to put these on, so I will. And some of them have come to church, and it's just amazing what God is doing in our midst down there. Like, God is doing amazing things. So people are talking about how they went to church as a kid and they want to bring these things up again. And I just even got talking to someone there on Friday night, and she says that she's actually a member of another church and she's bringing a prophetic word at Fire Church this morning, and we just got to pray for each other. And it's just really exciting to see what God is doing right in the midst of Mount Eliza. So I'm going to keep travelling this year with you, Alicia, okay? See what God does through us down there. Number 5, be willing to serve one another here at church. We're all the body of Christ. We all have a part to play. And I think there is no time for retirement in the body of Christ. Because, like, think of your body. Just if your arm just said, look, I'm just not going to work anymore. I've done that for 48 years. It's kind of enough. Sick of that, someone else's turn. You're just not able to fully function. And I want our body to flourish. I want our body just to work as it should be and just flourish in a really, really functional and healthy and thriving and beautiful way. So age is no excuse. Is it, Marjorie? Marjorie and Ray did the best harp playing and poetry on Christmas Eve. Thank you. And so, you know, you never get out of serving, do you? It was great. I appreciate what you did. It was really, really beautiful. So keep serving the body of Christ. We need you. And just do what you can. Your contribution to this church is truly beautiful and valued and appreciated. So thank you for all who are already serving. Keep doing that. And if you're not, just seek what God wants you to do in this place. There's nothing insignificant. Every member matters. Number 6, witness to Christ. Be good news in our local community. Shine like stars in the universe. Let your light shine before all people so that they can give glory to God. You know, those wise men followed the star to find Jesus. And we're called to shine like stars. People will follow us. People will think there is something shiny or something special about you. You know, you light up the room. There is something about Jesus in you when you enter a room, and people want that, and people will seek what you have if you're a shining light for Jesus. Those wise men were astrologers. They were Gentiles. They were foreigners. They were wise. They were financially advantaged and educated. They were like scientists in their own right. And they brought their tributes to Jesus. They were seeking a king and they found him. Now, I know there are many people in this local community seeking something. They might not know it's a king yet. but we can help them find Jesus. So be on about God's purpose and mission in the world, drawing people closer to him. We are a beacon on a hill. We are a lighthouse here. So keep shining and draw others in. So friends, if you do these six things this year, I reckon that you will be set up for a spiritually successful or faithful year, 2023. And I encourage you to do these things. Seek God, repent and believe, be ready for anything, review your relationships, be willing to serve and witness to Christ. That sounds like success already. Let me pray. Please, God, keep us faithful to you and give us a spiritually successful 2023 so we can look back at the end of the year and see the way that you've transformed us and answered our prayers and made a difference. Help us keep you front and centre, first and foremost in our lives. Be the king on the throne of our lives and help us to worship you and continually seek a closer walk with you. Help us keep short accounts with you. We repent of our sins and turn away from them. Thank you for cleansing us and giving us a fresh start today. We surrender ourselves afresh to be available to you. Whatever it is you want us to do, help us to be ready for anything. Help us serve one another and play our part in your body and witness to you in our wider community. Please equip us for this mission and enable us to love all people like you do. May we be shining lights, drawing others to you. Help us to love them like you do. Help us live every day this year in the power of your Holy Spirit so we can remain faithful every day of the year and do all that you've called us to do. Amen. I invite you to stand and we're going to sing In the Power of Your Love, just to remind you to live every day this year in the power of God's mighty love for you.